Let's talk about that plane that Trump is potentially getting from the Qatari government. I'm Abdullah. I'm a policy correspondent at Vox. Part of what I cover is presidential power. And this is the Log Off, where we tell you about one story you need to know about from this week. The Qatari royal family has offered to gift Donald Trump a $400 million plane. Part of being president is to exchange gifts with foreign dignitaries and governments. And presidents do this all the time. Bill and Hillary Clinton were gifted an oriental rug with their faces on it. But we have rules in place to govern how presidential gifts work in order to ensure that the president does not have loyalties outside of what his oath of office is. Jill Biden was gifted a $20,000 diamond from India. That diamond remains in the East Wing for official use only. Some cases, they're archived for presidential foundations, but they are owned by the government. Ex-presidents cannot take advantage of having those gifts in their possession. The current Air Force One is about 40 years old. Trump has been complaining about it since his first term. The way that the gift is structured is the plane will be transferred over to his foundation once his presidency ends. And that is not how presidential gifts are supposed to work. If any government is willing to give the president of the United States a gift to the tune of $400 million, the first question you have to ask yourself is whether or not they want something in return. In this particular case, this comes at the heels of the Trump Organization striking a deal to open up a luxury golf resort in Qatar. And now that particular country is gifting him a $400 million jet that he can then potentially use as a citizen. Part of Trump's argument is that this is not a gift to him personally. And also, there was no explicit quid pro quo in the transaction should it happen. Who's to say we don't actually know anybody's intent? But the fact is that this sets a precedent for other countries to lavish him with extravagant gifts that could make him feel beholden to those foreign governments and could even make him start asking for those gifts or expecting those gifts. And that's something that we really have to look out for.